This is the Opening Market Podcast for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what's taking place in the grains?
Quiet overnight trade here, mixed with corn and wheat lower, soybeans higher though, and that may be in response in part to these new numbers from CONAB, that's Brazil's USDA equivalent, that agency reducing the soybean crop estimate yet again down to 146.8 million metric tons. That puts them well below where the USDA is at here. As of that last Friday report, it was part of the surprise that the USDA did stay sort of stubbornly high, in my view, on these Brazilian production estimates. And this report from CONAB this morning was a chance at, you know, at least some vindication of the USDA outlook if CONAB were to come up. And after, you know, now we're approaching two-thirds of the harvest being complete for soybeans in Brazil, they should have a good handle on it. But again, a lower estimate yet. We've still got a big gap between the USDA and Brazil's CONAB for last year's soybean production estimate. And so it's a difference of, at this point, well over 500 million bushels. I'd have to calculate the math again. But we're talking about a big number here, you know, something that's double or more what the USDA carryout has grown to. So it does make a difference as we see about how production in Brazil is going to influence the decision making of the big importers like China. Recently, some positive for the market has been that Brazilian soybean prices have moved up anyway, and it can be that harvest pressure is waning, and we've got at least some narrowing of the discount that Brazil has carried under the U.S. market, and so that should bode well for export demand going forward.
What did we learn in those export inspections yesterday?
You know, that we're starting to move some grain here at a better clip as spring sort of awakens, and that is something that fits too with the data on like barge loadings across the river system. We're moving more downriver and into export position, and so that's a good thing. You know, the negative of it has been for wheat, and yesterday marked three trading sessions in a row where we had an announcement for soybean or wheat cancellations. Those previous purchases of soft red wheat from China that they have canceled, those were purchases made in early December. And now they won't be shipped out because the market price, at least for May Chicago futures, has fallen more than $1.20 or so since that time. And so washing out of some of those sales, we otherwise see that outstanding unshipped bushels are rather minimal for this point of the year. So there's not a huge worry on corn and soybeans about additional cancellations. Instead, we're still thinking ahead about what could be a resurgence of demand going forward from here, thinking about, again, last March, last year, when China was really actively purchasing U.S. corn. So we'll see if that develops here. We're always watching the exports really closely, for sure.
Let's flip over to the other side of the ag marketplace and the livestock complex. What's happening with the protein sector?
You have a continued sort of correction, I'll call it, on the cattle futures. Last week was really a phase of consolidation after this really impressive run-up for the board. I think it's still a bit opposite of what we're seeing in the grains, where you have had such a heavy managed money net short, a record net short on corn, and then last week the report showing a record net short held on soybeans. But you know, since we've gotten into the month of March, we've had a considerable rebound for futures, and that is involving of the short covering, which is back to the cattle, opposite of what we're seeing here in terms of long liquidation, profit taking on some of these bullish bets. It had been 2 months straight where those hedge funds were net buyers of all of the livestock, live cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs included there. And so just taking some money off of the table, I think for the most part, you have for the cattle gotten to a point where the board did outrun most of the cash trade. And so we're still generally bullish on the fundamentals and how the cash will perform from here. But seasonally, everybody's aware that it's a time of the year where we could start to see some topping type of action for the market.
Joe, have we done enough at all this spring to help bring back the pasture and rangeland that we know has been affected by drought so much in recent years?
We really were positive about the improvement heading through the early winter months, but we've gotten again to a point, unfortunately, where we've had some reversal of that drought abatement in the southern plains, and that of course goes along with what we've read about with the huge wildfire, record large, well over 1 million acres in the Texas Panhandle. That dry, windy weather can really sap moisture in a hurry, especially when you're, you know, barely rebuilding it after several years straight of drought. And so we do see, like on the drought monitor, those dry conditions spreading again throughout some of those key winter wheat regions, for one, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and up into the rest of the middle of the country as well. Of course, we're monitoring dry spots in Iowa and a lot of areas west of the Mississippi, where it's concerning, at least, that we're as dry as we are heading into the new spring season, which is just ahead for planting, right?
We're all checking the weather, I think, Joe, to find out when that next rainfall is going to come. He is Joe Camp of Comstock, our guest here today. Joe, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Yeah, all of our contact information, our marketing information up at comstock.com.
Joe, thanks so much for the time here today. Appreciate your time. Have a great week.
Same. We'll talk with you next time.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn down 2.5 at 439.25. May soybeans unchanged at 1179.25. May soybean meal up 0.25 cent at 337.40. May soybean oil down 9 cents at 46.55. Chicago wheat down 1.75 at 545.5. Minneapolis wheat down 3.75 at 666.25. Kansas City hard red wheat down 5.25 at 593.5. May oats unchanged at 370.75. On the Merck, April live cattle down 5 cents at 187.55. March feeder cattle up 27 cents at 248.52. April lean hogs up 27 cents at 83.55. April pork cutout unchanged at 92.20, and Class 3 milk down a penny at 16.46. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.